for WKMS News, I'm Matt Mark Graff. Paducah Mayor Brandi Harless covered a range of topics from recreational centers to food truck festivals in a community listening session Tuesday night. The event, titled Informed and Involved, was designed by high school student interns working with the city government. About 50 people attended, diverse in age, race, and gender identity. Colorful sticky notes lined a wall under sections for millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers. Every group wanted to know about opportunities for young people. Millennials wanted to get more involved in city government and find a healing of the partisan divide. Gen Xers were concerned with small business incentives and LGBT issues. Both they and baby boomers wanted to know more about healthy living, but boomers also asked about parks and recycling services. In the center of the room were two men wearing blue polo shirts that said Kentucky Blue Thunder. They had with them several trophies lined up along the base of a statue and four kids involved in the group. They're part of a Paducah-based amateur athletic union boys basketball team. And the managers of the 40 to 50 kids are looking for a permanent space to practice. Here's Anthony Ellison involved in the group.
We struggled for a whole year of just getting, finding practice places. You know, we went from church to church to, we used the rec center a little bit, but you know, there's other organizations that's doing other things too as well. So if we had a facility that was just big enough for everybody to do everything, then I think it would serve its purpose for our kids.
Manager Jeffrey Lowry noted that existing facilities are either too expensive or don't allow enough time to give all the kids involved a chance to practice. The group relies on donations to pay for facility time, travel, and tournament fees, and currently they're using a space with limited allocation by the Parks Services. Here's Lowry.
And you know, it's sad that we go to like Owensboro and Bowling Green where their boys club are. YMCA has two courts, a track field, indoor soccer, and all this. We're the only large city in this area in western Kentucky that doesn't have actually a community center.
He says as Paducah is looking to invest in growing the city, to consider investing in Kentucky Blue Thunder as well. Mayor Brandi Harless answered their questions about creating a space in the city for youth, but was skeptical about investing in building something new.
I always start with this philosophy that I ask myself, what do we already have?
She says that question hasn't been exhausted yet and wonders if schools and other facilities could allow for easier access for groups like Kentucky Blue Thunder. On a related note, Harless touched on the question of whether a new sportsplex should be built. This is an issue State Representative of Paducah Gerald Watkins mentioned in a 2016 debate, calling a sportsplex akin to the one in Elizabethtown much needed for the city of Paducah. Here's Mayor Harless.
When people talk about doing the Taj Mahal of sportsplexes like Elizabethtown, I get a little nervous because I understand that the real operation barrier to places like that mean that the city is subsidizing the operating expenses and we're putting ourselves at risk having to spend taxpayer dollars to subsidize the operation of those things.
The New York Times reported in 2011 the 150-acre Elizabethtown Sports Park cost $29 million and was financed through restaurant sales tax. Harless says her administration is considering forming a recreation or sports commission to identify potential, but added that it probably won't be until next year before this effort is organized. Harless pulled another question out of the basket.
This question is, can we have a food truck festival? And I say yes. But the, I guess the next question is, who's going to organize it? And that's when I say, the interns, right?
She says a recent city ordinance allowing food trucks is an example of the city government making pathways for entrepreneurial opportunities. She expressed openness to the idea of a festival, but says it would be better suited after there is a, quote, groundswell of food trucks. Harless shed insight into other topics, including considering using capital improvement funds for improving streets and sidewalks in the Fountain Avenue neighborhood and a study underway about bike lanes on downtown roads. A question regarding a future city-county merger came up. This was a hotly debated topic in 2012 when a third-party group exploring this option gained some traction. Harless says she'd rather focus on cooperation between governments.
I don't necessarily want to spend all my time working on a merger when I could spend my time working on the relationship. And I just think that's one of the best things that I can do as the mayor to make sure that we're moving our city and our county ahead.
She says she meets with Judge Executive Bob Leeper on a weekly basis and will announce some collaborations within a few months. Not everything got addressed during the reading session. Vesa Burton is a transgender woman living in Paducah, and she says she was hoping to hear support for the LGBT community.
We need to get more events and get the LGBT group more involved in the community and let them know that there is something for them too.
I followed up with Mayor Harless after the event.
We've had some activist groups come and talk to the city about that. I think we're still figuring
another
out what that means for the city
but
government.
Not discussed
how does the city government get involved
programs.
In that? So
Harless
it's still
says
very
this came up in a recent budgeting period, and the city manager is developing, quote, creative ways to test curbside recycling. One of the questions Harless pulled out of the basket asked what one of her biggest surprises has been since taking office 7 months ago.
One of the biggest surprises for me has been how easy it is to change things. I did not expect that to happen.
Paducah is a UNESCO-designated creative city, and as the title would suggest, members of the community had a forum to share creative ideas with the city government. Harless says she hopes to hold more forums like this in the future, and whether or not ideas will come to fruition remain to be seen. There's always obstacles along the way, but every generation noted a concern for how the youth will grow into the community. And here was an example of engagement and listening with a goal of looking forward. For WKMS News, I'm Matt Markgraff.